G'day, this is Nurky with an AboveDropSecret.com member podcast, contributing a little bit to the Serpo discussion, with a pod thread titled Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax? I've got a few questions about Project Serpo that I'd like to ask. Firstly, if Serpo truly were Cold War fiction, you would think that there would be more technology developments revealed. If Project Serpo really was a disinformation project of the American military and the shadow government of the Americas, wouldn't it be more probable that they'd have developed more technology from this in order to annoy the Russians, or at least pretend they developed more technology from this? There seems to have been no technological advances come about from the Project Serpo that has been released in the public domain. The next thing I'd like to bring up is that Project Serpo might actually even be true because it's extremely boring. No technological advances, no interesting follow-ups. All Project Serpo has been revealed as being so far is just having sent a small group of people to an alien world. Isaac Asimov could have thought of something better than that in 5 minutes. Given how uninteresting and small the scope of Project Serpo is, would this not give it a little bit more credibility? Given that this may have been written a couple of decades ago, in the scope of the sci-fi element of Project Serpo, we would compare it to, say, the old so-called scary monsters in the old Doctor Who series, compared to the ones that we see now in a lot of science fiction and fantasy shows. Something written 20 years ago in an old Doctor Who series wouldn't scare us at all, but something written in a new series may do so. Can this be used in relation to the interesting factor of the sci-fi element of Project Serpo? Does this discredit the theory that it may have been a work of fiction? Who knows? The next thing I'd like to bring up is that Project Serpo isn't a very big project. It wouldn't take that much effort to select and train a dozen people and gather resources for them for 10 years. Even 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been that hard to do. Assuming that 20 years ago people were less communicable, and that they didn't have the internet and didn't really talk with people outside of their country, it would not be that hard to make a few dozen people disappear in preparation for their training for the Serpo project. The next thing I'd like to bring up is that Magic mentioned a thing called meta-commentary, which I like to call an endless loop of self-describing rhetoric, which basically covers all of academia. All the so-called alleged proof and credibility of Project Serpo isn't definitive. It's all relative in relation to other things. Valhal mentioned showing the best of the best in the debunking attempts at ATS, in relation to John Titor debunking attempts and Serpo debunking attempts. Are these debunking efforts actually an attempt to prove ATS as a disinformation institution? Like Magic asked, who would benefit from either incorrectly or correctly proving ATS as a disinformation organization? It boils down to money and power. In using the debunking of John Titor and Project Serpo on ATS, which may inevitably be false, this would be an attack on the credibility of ATS. Assuming that ATS may be a public domain, non-shadow government / CIA / Illuminati entity, who would benefit from having disproven ATS as a credible source? Or even on the other side of the scale, assume that ATS is in fact, or is, a disinformation COINTELPRO organization led by the CIA, Illuminati, or shadow military. Are there some separatists that are trying to disprove ATS as being a COINTELPRO organization and to disprove their credibility? The next thing I'd like to mention is that it's great to hear Mr. Heretic's voice in this. You've got an excellent podcasting voice, mate. I'd like to hear more from you. You're kind of like a calmer version of Alex Jones. Well, this is Nurky signing out from his contribution to the Serpo discussion thread at AboveTopSecret.com. Infinite Drone.